Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
What's up, man?
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Somebody tweeted us that they saw you at Cool Springs Kroger like 5 years ago. They said you were so tall that he wanted to see how tall you were. Like, if he'd go in the next aisle, if he could see you over the top of the aisle, which I imagine you could.
You may have saw me. I don't know.
This is going to be a really riveting question. Have you always been tall?
It's a funny question.
Were you born my height?
Yeah.
No.
Were you 5'2"?
I was always just a little bit taller than everybody else.
Okay.
I never grew 6 inches and off, like, a summer or anything like that. You know, you hear those freaky stories about...
Like Scottie Pippen, who went to UCA and was 6 feet tall and left. He was 6 foot eight.
That
was
like Robinson. My brother.
Okay. David Robinson.
That wasn't the same way.
I was 4'11 in the ninth grade. I'm almost 6'2".
Hey, you're blessed.
Yeah. I know. All the girls felt sorry for me because I was so short. They were like, oh, look at him. He's a little cute guy.
So that never happens, right?
Just a little bit every year. And I think that kind of helped me out, actually.
When did you first dunk a basketball?
I was just under 6 feet, about a little over 5'11". So I was
kind of short. Were you?
Like, yeah, Matt Hopps, though,
I was 12.
Dude.
Yeah.
12 years old, Duncan.
Yeah.
I'm going to go home and talk to my 14-year-old and ask him what in the hell's wrong with him.
Right.
How tall is he?
Not that. Maybe 5'7".
He'll get there.
Yeah. So what's up, man? How are you?
I'm just hanging out, man. I had knee surgery actually four weeks ago today.
Oh, man.
Down in Florida at Dr. James Andrews. He's doing well. I'll be ready for next year for sure.
You had an interesting year. You started in Memphis. Yeah. You had a pit stop in Houston. And now you're in Kroger with us.
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, went from literally worse to first to surgery. But it'll be good, though. I'll be back on my feet next year. Looking forward to
That's unfortunate, man, because Houston may win that thing.
Yeah, they have a great shot. I mean, they've been looking good. I mean, Minnesota seems hapless at this point.
They don't look very good at all. Find a real nice knee brace or something to just gut it out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I wish.
We wanted to see your ring.
I'll take your knee.
No, these knees are about 50. You don't want to get one of these.
Trust me. Got cadaver knees.
Yeah. It always feels like a bomb went off in one of them.
Oh, man, that's tough.
You don't want that.
So what do you think about the playoffs, man? Not a lot of drama.
Not really.
From series to series, couple series. Philly plays Miami tonight in Miami. That series is tied at 1-1. Good to see Dwayne Wade, man. 28 points off the bench the other day, and he said the reason was Kevin Hart. Did you see that?
Yeah, I seen that little. You know, Kevin Hart does a lot of talking on the sideline, so I'm not surprised he got the guys going. But that series is Miami's to win if Embiid doesn't come back. I mean.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a shot to win if he doesn't play.
They say that Kevin Hart is so short, you can actually see his feet in his driver's license picture. Is that true?
I had never seen his driver's license picture, so I don't know.
That's a great answer. But Who else talks trash?
He is a talker, though.
Is he doing stand-up comedy?
What does he say? Give us...
He attacks you personally, but he doesn't... But it's not in a way to embarrass you. He just wants to get the people laughing, you know?
Yeah.
He's a comedian, you know? It's in his blood,
you
know?
He can't turn it off.
Exactly.
He cannot just sit there and watch a basketball.
He cannot turn it off. All he does is work out and work on jokes. That's all he does.
Who else talks a lot? Like, front row guy?
Spike Lee ever say anything to you?
Man, it's a couple clowns in Toronto that talk a lot.
Are they nice, though, because they're
real
Canadian?
Nice. Yeah, they're real nice.
Is one of them a rapper named Drake?
Drake does a lot of cheerleading on the sideline, but it's a guy that's in Denver that's obnoxious.
Oh, yeah, we've met all of them during the Preds season.
Yeah, he's been removed plenty of times when I play games there. But
really?
I mean, for the most part.
And he's just like a super fan?
I mean, he just has a lot of money. He sits right there by the player.
So he gets removed, but then just comes right back again and goes at you again?
They take his money, you know?
Wow.
So he gets to sit by the visiting bench. For the most part, I mean, a lot of the fans, they'll heckle you a little bit, but it's not. It's all in fun. It's cool.
That's funny.
What's the funniest thing that anybody has ever said to you that even you had to stop and like, okay, you got me?
Oh, man, I got to think about that one. think it was like when I first got to Dallas, we were playing a road game. And I think we were in like New Orleans or something like that. One of the Southwest teams. And a fan, I was checking in the game, and a fan told me I need to retire. I was like 25 years old. I looked at him. I turned and looked at him, and I laughed. And I gave him a thumbs up, and it was all in fun. He was dead serious, though. He had the look on his face like he was dead serious.
Speaking of Dallas, when Dirk was rolling, man, how amazing was that guy's skill set?
I mean, he was incredible. I mean, he still is. He's 40 years old, still giving it all. He said he's coming back next year. I know he got a little ankle surgery recently at the end of the year, but, I mean, he was probably one of the better teammates I've had. You know, not only a superstar guy, but just overall guy.
What's it like going somewhere with just, I mean, he's 7 feet tall, he's a blonde German guy. No, I mean, everywhere he goes, people are going to know that's Dirk Nowitzki. That's got to be crazy just being around that circle and seeing the way people respond.
He's really low key to be a superstar. I mean, he goes to Germany. We went to Germany for the preseason 1 year, and it was nuts. He didn't like it. You know, we didn't like it. But he's in Dallas. He's just laid back. He's cool. You know, he's just a regular guy. I mean, he's MVP of the finals. You know, won a championship. But I mean, he's not like the typical, you know, superstar per se.
Not blingy and
yeah. I mean, he's
entourage-y and
terrible shirts. You know, just bad dresser. That's him.
Real guy.
Real guy.
Yeah.
How much fun did you have in North Carolina? I know it was one season, but that's a pretty good success.
No, it was great. I mean, we went to the Elite Eight. We had probably one of the best recruiting classes ever assembled in college basketball. I mean, we had a great year. We had fun. You know, those guys end up winning a championship eventually after I left. But I mean, I had a great time. It's kind of a blur, though. You know, it's just I was there 8 months and I was gone.
Should guys have to go to college for a year if they don't want to? I know that's kind of being talked again about by the league. Could they figure something out? If you don't want to go to college, you just want to play basketball. What's the solution?
Nah, you got to let those guys go. Just get them out of there. I mean, because the rules are not set up where, I mean, you can literally go to class the first semester and never step into another classroom again the second semester and be eligible to play.
Right.
So that doesn't, you know that, Mickey, because you were on that side.
Yes,
so
I do. Although we had no one and done, but I definitely know how the academic year works.
So let those guys go, and then I think if you do go to college, I say 2 years, it's good.
Yeah.
I think that's a good number.
Something more similar to baseball, that if you go, you got to stick around a couple of years, but if you don't want to go, you don't have to go.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think 3 years is excessive, you know, for basketball players.
Yes.
A little bit different.
Yeah.
But I think it's a good rule for football and baseball.
I always use the argument that, like, you know, if Taylor Swift had to go to Vanderbilt for 1 year before she could release her first album. Yeah, I mean, that's just stupid. Like, if somebody's willing to pay you millions of dollars to do what you do because you are that skilled, then you should be allowed to take advantage of that.
And you see a lot of these guys, they're going to G League, going overseas, and it doesn't matter what they do. They're still talented. The GMs and these front offices, they're still going to pick them in the first round. You know, they're just getting a little money, you know, to actually play.
But if you're just, and I say this, I wasn't, but if you were good enough and you were like G League level player, and you knew you could play 5 or 6 years and then go to Venezuela or somewhere and you can make $40,000 a year, whatever that is, shouldn't you be able to go do it? Just go do.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you got to go to Austin Peay or Arkansas State or North Carolina for a year? And just
go
do it.
And you're 22 years old with, you know, $250,000 in the bank account. It's not a lot of people walking around.
Yeah, too,
it's not a lot of people walking around the street that, you know, has that type of money.
So you bring it back.
Yeah.
That's why you keep it in a pouch or something.
In a pouch?
Yeah.
In a fanny pack?
Right, you don't report it.
An Arkansas State fanny pack?
Yes, you of course report it.
Surely there's not $250,000 in that fanny pack. Nobody would do that.
Whataburger actually sent me a fanny pack this week.
My goodness.
But it didn't.
They sent you a huge care package.
They did.
We got to get you a deal with them.
I feel like I've already got one. They're paying me in merch.
Okay.
They sent him sauce, too.
I need your agent. Have your agent call me and rep me in this.
That's the first step. You got to get a Whataburger to Nashville, Tennessee.
Would you eat that? You were in Texas. How good is Whataburger?
I ate it like twice.
He doesn't eat bad stuff. I was going to say, you don't put bad things in your body.
That was about 7 years ago, something like that. It's good, but I won't eat it now.
What do you typically eat during the day?
Chicken and fish guy or something? They have chicken. I think they've seen fish before.
Okay, this is what I had today. I had egg whites.
Yeah.
I had a avocado, banana, protein, honey, coconut water shake all together. That was my breakfast.
Did you wake up in the Bahamas or something?
Something like that. And for lunch, I had Hot Pockets, but don't get it confused. This is not the Hot Pockets you guys think about.
It's not the one you can get in aisle 17 in the frozen section.
Don't go thinking you know what I eat.
My chef. We have a chef now, actually. We just started using her. My wife started using her the last month or so.
Yeah.
She makes a whole wheat, with the red sauce, marinara, pepperoni. I can put whatever I want in it. Cheese, all organic product. Hot Pocket. So it's still, it's healthy, but it's good. Still tastes good.
Okay. I'm still reeling over the thing that was coconut water and
avocado.
A parrot's foot and what else was in that thing?
That's good. It's good, man. I'm telling you. Honey, it's
banana.
Good.
What's
banana?
What's for dinner?
Avocado.
I don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
I'd probably be just some chicken and broccoli and rice. Something real.
But if you go out to eat, like at Stony River or something.
I try to keep it real simple. I'll probably just do a salad and some type of steak or something like that. I don't let them mess around with my food too much because they really can't blow a steak. And I mean blow it is like put too much garbage on it,
Seasoning and all that stuff.
I got you.
Butter.
All
right,
so
yeah.
The Cavs evened the series last night with the Pacers, 100-97, and it took everything LeBron had. 17-24 from the floor, 46 points, 12 boards, 5 assists. Crazy how good that guy still is. Amazing. But what do you think about the Cavs in that deal?
It's going to be tough, man. I mean, I think they win the series in 7 eventually, but it's going to take all they have. I mean, it can be a thing like where I was talking to one of my colleagues, this week. I can see the Cavs literally paying 3 game 7s to get to the finals and then getting blown away in the finals. 4-0 sweep. But I mean, I really don't know who's coming out the East, to be honest. I really have no feel for it. I mean, I played against all those teams this year.
Yeah.
All those teams have a lot of good players. Anybody can come out. It's a toss up to me.
So outside of that series, once we get and Philly, Miami might be, but once we get deeper into the East, it's gonna be some drama, right?
I mean,
as you said, anybody can do it.
I feel like, the Boston-Milwaukee series, I think Milwaukee is proven that they can probably win that series.
How freaky is the Greek Freak?
Oh, my goodness.
He's probably one of the most talented players I've ever seen, play against. I mean, he can do everything. He's so tall, athletic, strong. That's how they're making them these days, I guess. But they have so much talent, though. I mean, they can turn it on. I mean, they've been hot and cold all year. Mm-hmm. They've lost 10 in a row. I think they've won 7 or 8 in a row. They fired a coach. They got a new coach. They got real hot again. So, I mean, I think they can do some things, but, they're down 0-2. They need to go home and win these 2 games. I mean, Toronto and Washington, I think Toronto's going to probably whip those guys, get them out of here pretty quick. Washington look too inspired right now.
What about the Sixers? They just seem like the most interesting team. All those young cats. I mean, Kevin Hart, they got it all.
I mean, they're good.
Ringing the bell.
I mean, they're good. I mean, people don't realize was it 17 game winning streak before they lost?
Yep.
But I mean, if they don't have Embiid, they don't have anything, I don't think. I don't think they can get out the first round. I mean, I think Miami is, they did exactly what I expect them to do. They have great coaches over there. They went over and made adjustments in game 2 and beat them up pretty good. So if they don't get Embiid back by game 4, I don't think they win the series.
Harden. MVP?
Yeah. Yeah, I think LeBron kind of closed the gap at the end.
Yeah.
But I think it's his time. I mean, 67 wins. I mean, almost averaging 30 points a game. All the assists, all the rebounds, cruising through the West. I mean, I think he earned it.
Could LeBron literally, though, win it every year?
Yeah.
Isn't there always a case that he could win it just because he's LeBron and what he does?
Yeah, I mean, you hear people talk about him people like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Aaron Rodgers, they can actually win the MVP every year if you actually sat down and look at the stats. I mean, he's done it every year. I mean, if you give it to him every year, the last 7-8 years, there can't be no complaints.
Right.
Right. Nobody would have a problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, you would be, he deserved it.
Do you ever get the LeBron versus Jordan question?
All the time.
Yeah?
Yeah, all the time.
and your answer to it?
I mean, I think LeBron's probably the better overall player, but I think I would take Jordan if I had to pick
a
teammate.
See, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you had a game seven and you're like filling out your roster, who are you taking? I'm taking MJ.
Yeah.
Because that guy will kill you to win.
Yeah, I think he's just going to find a way, you know.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of inaccurate for people to compare LeBron and MJ to each other. I think
they're different kind of athletes.
You could compare Jordan and Kobe, you know. Mm-hmm. Compare, you know, LeBron and Magic Johnson, you know. Yeah. Those different type of players, different eras, you know. Those type of players you should compare, but I mean, they're all great players. I mean, you can't take anything away from them.
Are you ever just like out somewhere buying diapers or getting gas and people are like, "You're a tall young man. Do you play basketball?"
See, I order everything now from Target.
So you don't have to go buy diapers.
And I have an electric car. No more gas.
What?
Yeah, so.
You're ever out unplugging the car and anybody ask you that? Or buying pants or something?
I try to stay charged.
Okay.
He said this earlier, and I thought, here's what you should say, that you play mixed doubles tennis. Yeah. That would totally freak people
like,
out.
You know, it's funny, though. When I come out in public and people try to, like, you know, dig for a story or, do you play basketball? If you don't know, I don't give you the ammo.
Okay.
So I'll tell you, I play sometimes for fun, you know. I used to play tennis or I'll just throw anything out there.
We need to come up with your next answer
Middle
for
Tennessee
it.
Backgammon champion. Yeah. When would you think I played basketball?
Hey, by the way, real quick, Ryan Hartman suspended for one game. Meanwhile, the guy that took the stick to Ekholm's face, and then as he fell to the ice, took it to the back of his head.
Yeah, he'll be skating again tomorrow night.
And pissing everybody off. So, that's the thing. Let me go back to a question on Twitter for one Brandon Wright. B-Wright 34, right? On Twitter?
That's me, yeah.
T. Spivey said, would love to hear B-Wright talk about his high school games against Tyler Smith and Giles County. Fun watching those two battle.
Yeah.
Man, that was, what was that, 2003, 2004? That was a while. We had some good games. I think we played each other like 2 years in a row. I think the first year, they won both games. Then maybe my sophomore year, we won both games. So, and we had some good battles. They packed that gym out down there in Giles County. I mean, it's wild.
Had to have been fun, though, to roll into a packed gym and everybody is on your butt and you got to go in there and try to take care of business.
It's funny, though. Every time we played in those type of places, you know, we played there, like Shelbyville, and, you know, those places were packed out, you know, fire marshals there, like, not letting any more people in, you know?
Fire marshal.
Those are the type of, those games were fun, you know, because they gave it their all for that one night, which was, it's always cool.
Who was the guy that, when you look back now, we had, when I was in Arkansas, I got to know Thomas Hill, who was on the Duke teams with Grant Hill and Leitner and all those guys, and he told all these great stories, but when he was in junior high and high school, this one guy just kicked his butt all the time. He said, so one guy I couldn't beat in my life. Do you have, like, a nemesis that goes way back like that? And now he, you know.
And it's just some dude. Like he's Adam, like, he's an accountant
or
something.
Yes, he's wholesaling lumber right now, and... somewhere in Middle Tennessee, and you can make his life if you shot him out. He kicked your butt. That guy inspired you.
Back then, it was a lot of people just intimidated, you know? A lot of people get intimidated by height. You know,
I'm pretty intimidated right now.
Yeah, me too.
I can't really remember an instance like that where I was just completely just dominated by someone every time.
Who gave you the most fits, though? Just even if they... You know, if you got the best of them, that you think, what's going to be a long night against this dude?
Well, every time, like, I don't know if you guys ever seen, like, Father Ryan play. I don't think they play the same way they used to. They were really, really good for a long time, especially in the early 2000s. The way they play like a hockey team on the court.
Oh.
So
physical.
They're, like, checking you into the boards.
So, like, everything they did was bumping, and, you know, they overplayed everything in the passing lanes. Well, it was a lot of fouls, and then the refs would get used to the way they played, so they didn't call everything.
Right.
Or else they'd always be blowing their whistle.
Yeah. I think the year before I got to BA, my coach, George Pitts, he told me that the last year, the year before I got there, they had 28 turnovers against Father Ryan.
Wow.
It's a lot of turnovers in high school. So he wanted, like, to mentally prepare me for what I was going to be facing that night. because that's how good they were and that's how physical they played. And that was the year they won, like, they were like 40-1. They finished like top 10 in the country and all that.
Oh, geez.
That's crazy.
What do you think about teams tanking? Because that's such a big talk about the NBA right now. And you may or may not have been on the Grizzlies earlier, and they may or may not have really tanked this year.
Oh, they were definitely tanking.
Okay.
let's just throw it out there.
I mean, I look outside and it's sunny, right? I mean, I can't tell you it's cloudy.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff comes from up top, though, you know, and I understand it. I understand that, you know, teams, NFL, you know, hockey, baseball, all these sports, they want to get the best draft pick available possible. I understand that side, but when I'm playing, I don't want to be involved in it at all. You know, you just want to play. You know, you don't want to take your best players off the court, off the ice, off the field, because you're trying to get a better pick. I mean, as simple as that. I mean, the fans, sometimes the fans want to see better. Sometimes the fans want to see tanking. I mean, it's a tough situation. You can't really control it. You know, I know Chicago got in trouble a lot this year toward the end of the year when they were like resting like guys like Lopez and Holiday, and they were shutting guys down, and Lee said, no, you guys need to play. And then they would play them like a quarter and then sit them down for the rest of the game. So it's still the same thing.
Tony on Twitter, you got to get Dude to do Mickey's NBA update. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do you,
there has
you know
been
about
a discussion
Mickey's
about that,
NBA update?
Yeah, I've heard plenty of them. I get a good laugh out of it.
They're good, huh? Yeah. We're going to, the next NBA update, staff needs to get B Wright involved.
I can't
here.
Believe the staff hasn't reached out to you for, you know, hey, it's Brandon Wright. You know, the NBA is Brandon Wright. I get all my news around the league from Mickey Ryan's NBA update.
Yes. We're going to have to work on that.
How's that promo been done? Yeah. I've got to fire my staff.
Zane on Twitter, ask at B Wright 34 about the upset he was handed by Shelbyville back in 2005. See, here he comes.
See, this guy.
Yeah, remember. That's, I think we lost 2 games that year. That was one of the games we lost. It was the first game of the year.
Wow.
But they weren't anywhere near the best team on our schedule. So,
and now you won't even drive to Shelbyville. You're like, right. What horse celebrating?
It was fun down there. They had a great crowd. They had two great players. They had one went to ETSU and one went to Mississippi State. So that was a good team.
Yeah.
I can't take anything away from them. We still finished top 10 that year though, so it was a good year.
Just saying.
Who does Brandon believe will be in the finals and ultimately the champion? Again, you said the East wide open once you get to the last 4 teams or so.
My finals is Golden State and Houston. That's my finals.
And then, you know,
I like how you laugh at
your own thing. Has to beat somebody from the East to finish.
And then
it
after
up.
That, you just roll the dice and see what happens.
Well, Brandon, it's always good catching up, man. If you've got some time on your hands as we get further into the playoffs, we'd love to get you back on.
Let's do it.